5 children die every day from abuse and neglect. The Children's Bureau, founded in 1904, is one of the largest investors in child abuse prevention in the country. It prevents child abuse by strengthening families and communities through its family resource centers, mental health services, and family foster care and adoptions. You're listening to Collage, a public affairs show on KSBR.org, 88.5 HD2, and iTunes and TuneIn apps. I'm Dawn Camber. Our guests are Children's Bureau President and CEO Ron Brown and Children's Bureau OC Trustee Kevin Yu. Well, Ron, what is Children's Bureau?
Thank you, Dawn. With nearly 3 million children maltreated in the U.S. each year and societal costs associated to this maltreatment nearly $80 billion, Children's Bureau is a credible and innovative child welfare leader whose mission it is to protect vulnerable children through prevention, treatment, and advocacy, and whose vision is that children will thrive in strong families and in strong communities.
And go over some of the programs that you have.
So a lot of our work is in prevention work, primary prevention, which means preventing something before it occurs. And in those programs, we provide family resource centers in communities where families can get their needs met. It's a family-friendly environment where they can connect, and we could provide focus on child development, parent education, healthy eating, infant health. We also do work with fathers in creating the specific needs of fathers and relative care, child care, etc.
And you have the Magnolia Community Initiative.
That's correct. And so one of our key components is to transform communities and systems. And so what does that mean? That means beyond the scope of our program services, we're working at how to change how communities work together and engage with organizations, how systems work together, such as county departments, school districts, as well as the interrelationship among nonprofits that are serving the communities, how we can do this better, more effectively, and with community in mind and through community.
And explain how you're able to do that and link this to preventing child abuse.
So if we can create stronger systems for families to reach out to integrate with, ones that don't call for a tremendous amount of redundancy, that are connected to each other, families have a stronger experience and are less stressed, and stress in itself leads to many cases of maltreatment, abuse, neglect.
And the whole goal of this, aside from preventing child abuse, is for what with children?
To have children thrive in their communities, for them to succeed in their life, to have them have homes where there's caring families and neighbors that support them, and the structural supports of our communities are built in a way that we can prevent abuse and neglect from happening and save those funds that we're spending on child trauma.
And you literally have a whole army of people participating in the Children's Bureau in order to meet your goals.
That's right. We work with a lot of different organizations as well as our own. We have about 350 employees serving both LA and Orange County, doing a multitude of services. As I mentioned, the prevention programs, we provide mental health services as well for children and families. We work with foster families, creating resource families for children in foster care, as well as providing adoptions for kids in the foster care system. In addition, we have a wealth of support from our trustees and our board members that provide us both guidance and input and structural support, as well as raise funds for us to continue our work.
Which goes to Kevin. Kevin, I understand there's a big event happening June 9th at the Oak Creek Golf Club to raise money for this organization so that Children's Bureau can keep children healthy and prevent child abuse. Explain what's going to happen on June 9th.
Well, we invite everybody who's interested to learn more about Children's Bureau and child prevention to come into our great city of Irvine on that Saturday night and have a wonderful time networking with other people and being involved with a great philanthropic event.
And what kinds of activities will be happening at this really dreamy event?
There's a number of activities, Dawn. First of all, we're going to have a pre-gala VIP reception that starts around 5:30. We're going to be featuring a champagne toast. We're going to be passing around some great hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to have grant them early access to the venue. But we have other activities as well. For example, there's a number of great sponsorships that are donating great products, and it's a wide dispersion of great things to bid on. So from a silent auction type of process, you can look at the gifts, understand the descriptions, and get some nice things for yourself.
Tell us who goes to this event.
A dispersion of people. People that want to be involved with Children's Bureau. People who want to contribute to a philanthropic society, to feel good, to network with other people in Orange County, and as well as to get to know people of the Children's Bureau, like Dr. Brown and our board of trustees, who will all be in attendance there.
And at this event, it's an opportunity to get dressed up, isn't it?
Come as you are. It is a great evening in terms of fabulous Oak Creek Golf Club, fabulous city of Irvine. You know, Southern California has some of the best summer nights in the world. It's just an outdoor venue, great food, great atmosphere, great live band, just a night to remember.
And Ron, there are many presentations made at this event so that everybody knows the same page that everybody's on.
That's correct. And generally, we try and have one of our families or a speaker from one of our programs come and allow them to kind of share their story so people can understand the experiences that they've gone through and the experience of the benefits of the programs and the connections that we've provided for them and the changes that it's made in their lives.
And explain some of the changes that it's made in people's lives.
Well, as I mentioned, one of the key components of trying to change systems is trying to reduce stress in families. And stress is critical in preventing child maltreatment. It helps build social assets. If we can mitigate those kinds of stresses, we can provide an environment for families to connect to each other and trust each other. Our families, by and large, in Southern California are largely isolated in how they connect to each other. And so part of our system change is breaking that isolation that happens in apartment structures and house to house. And how do we provide connectedness so that parents get supports from each other as well as from organizational structures and the systems that government and nonprofits and non-government agencies provide for them.
Do you believe the people understand that they may be stressed out and may be at risk of maybe not providing that healthy environment for their children?
I firmly believe that every parent wishes the best for their children. When that child is born, I firmly believe they have hopes and dreams for that child. And yet, our families experience tremendous stress, whether it's housing stress, financial stress, understanding child development itself, whether my child's developing at the space and place where they should, understanding that they have fears around government and safety on their streets. So for our ability to create stronger communities, to strengthen relationships, is a place for them to mitigate some of that stress and address it so that they can be the parents that they wish to be, that they hope to be, and that their children can turn out the way they had dreamed they would.
Now, you have a lot of partners.
Tons of partners.
Explain
That's right.
some of them.
So we partner with organizations across both LA and Orange County. We're working with a project called Network Anaheim, where the partners are the school districts, the city, a number of other nonprofits, looking at how we change the structural systems within the city of Anaheim to provide the kinds of supports that I've talked about. We started this through the Magnolia Community Initiative at our Magnolia Family Place, Magnolia Place Family Center that really integrates both county, civic agencies, for-profit agencies, nonprofit agencies, and universities about how to create structural supports that are different than just our siloed organizations would be. So how do we provide a contact or a connection to each other, and how do we reach community through that process so that community feels the warmth of each organization, and each organization has the ability to meet their own mission without feeling like we're competing along the way? Because for us, really, the competition isn't each other. The competition is isolation in families. It's gangs. It's drugs. It's child abuse and maltreatment. That's the competition for us. It's not other agencies, and it's not other governments. That's where the world lies. And so we have to be able to put our old ideas aside about that we compete for each other. Yeah, we'll compete for funding. But really, let's look at what our goals are and how do we match and align your goals and my goals so we can better the communities that we're all serving.
Kevin, what drew you to the Children's Bureau?
Well, like most people in the world, I love children. I have two of my own. They're both in college. But to me, everything that Dr. Brown had just said is spot on. The thing that I keep on thinking about the Children's Bureau is the Children's Bureau saves children's lives. And that tagline for me just gives me the constant motivation of how can I be more involved? What else can I do to contribute? So it means a lot to me.
And that's why you're helping to organize this big event that's going to happen June 9th. Again, share with us what's going to happen June 9th, where you can raise funds for this organization.
So, yes, I'm part of a team that is organizing the summer soiree. Again, it's on June 9th and on a Saturday night in the great city of Irvine at the Oak Creek Golf Club. And if I could, let me share you how you can get more information. We have a website, and it's www.allforkids.org. Now, let me spell that if I could. It's www.allkids.org. And there's an event tab where you can click on and get more information about our great upcoming summer soiree.
Now, I understand you're able to get a lot of different sponsors to have things that people can bid on, which really helps. But that also speaks volumes of the sponsors.
Yes. Like, for example, this year we're really excited to announce that the Crean Foundation is on board as our presenting sponsor, and we'll be honoring the Disneyland Resort for their many years of contribution and service to the Orange County community.
And Ron, when you see all the people at this event and you see all the things that people could bid on, I mean, you get some pretty incredible things that people can bid on to help your organization, which in a sense saves the children in our area.
That's right. And it is a very, very heartwarming experience for me personally, as well as for the staff that are there, to know that we have the level of support that we receive from Kevin, from his cohort in our Orange County Board of Trustees, from the donors that donate to our auctions, our silent auctions, and that support the organization through sponsorships. And in particular, the continued support of the Crean Family Foundation has been incredible to our efforts in Orange County.
Now, I understand that you just recently became the president and CEO of the Children's Bureau because the previous leader retired after 30 years. And what do you hope for the Children's Bureau as we move on in the future?
Wow, Dawn, that's a great question, and I really, really appreciate you asking that. I hope that we can actualize our mission, that we actually can achieve the idea of protecting vulnerable children and really solidify our continued efforts in prevention, treatment, and advocacy. And in particular, seeing that vision of thriving children and strong families and strong communities. And so I really worked hard to creating the concepts and really surfacing the ideas of primary prevention, early intervention supports that are necessary to help parents in order to prevent maltreatment. Really working hard on creating the language so that people understand it's hard to explain how to prevent something before it happens. How do you even tell somebody you're trying to prevent something before it happens? How do you get someone to provide financial support to say, oh yeah, you prevented this from happening? Because it's really hard to document that. You can prevent something from happening again, but our real heart and soul goal is to prevent it from happening in the first place. And that's why our vision is about having thriving children in strong families and strong communities, because that's what it'll take to prevent child abuse, child neglect, child maltreatment.
And Kevin, you're bowing your head. You're in a complete agreement.
I'm in 100% agreement. It's why I'm trying to constantly think what else we can do to help save children's lives with the Children's Bureau.
So on the board, what kinds of things do you talk about to try to help the organization?
Well, for the Orange County Board of Trustees, it's a volunteer leadership function for us. So it's an honor and a pleasure. I, for one, am coming up on 6 years. We talk about a variety of things that we can do to help fund our activities, such as the summer soiree come up, and make it a win-win for everybody. For those people that want to come, participate, engage, and be a part of our guests for the summer soiree, in return, they're going to get a memorable and a great feeling of being part of a charitable organization that is so worthwhile in terms of saving children's lives.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Collage, a public affairs show on KSBR.org, 88.5 HD2, and iTunes and TuneIn apps. I'm Dawn Camber. Our guests are Children's Bureau President and CEO Ron Brown and Children's Bureau OC Trustee Kevin Yu. Well, Ron, why don't you kind of give us a lesson on what people can do to be great parents? I know it's a tall tale, but it, just at the very essence, what can everybody do on a daily basis?
Dawn, I really, really appreciate that question. And I have to tell you, the first and foremost thing I can say is say hello to your neighbor. Say hi to your neighbor. Engage with your neighbor. If you don't know them, engage with them. Understand them and try and connect with them. And then ask your neighbor, once you get to have a level of comfort with them, ask them to ask their neighbor to say hello and introduce you on the other side. So one of the key components of child abuse and neglect is isolation. And so the more we can mitigate isolation in our communities, the stronger our parents and our families will be. It really means that we have to address the idea of community connectedness and social connectedness and building a network of support for each family that supports their ability to increase their potential. That's what benefits the family. A network of support for a family, it historically came from relationships, family relationships. We had multi-generational families living together. That's less occurring less and less now. We have people that move into spaces that don't say hello to their neighbors for years. That haven't connected. So one of the key components of what we're trying to change is building a better society. So a better society that children can live in. So as long as we can start with that process, that's the easiest thing for people to do. The next thing to do is understand that all of our neighbors don't live the same life that we do. But they also have strengths. So while they may be struggling with some things that they're sharing with you, they have some strengths. They have things that they've overcome, and they're sharing with you because they have a relationship with you. Let's continue to build on those.
And I see some of the programs that you have. You have mental health services. Can you address that?
Sure. So we provide mental health services for children and families that that actually have some medical necessity, that have some need, children that have experienced some trauma in their lives. And trauma can occur in a lot of different kind of ways. It can be the trauma of a gang down the street. It can be the trauma of watching your parents through the domestic violence. It can be the trauma of experiencing child maltreatment or the trauma of neglect. And so what we work with these children and their families is to support them to get through this traumatic experience and to give them tools and to build the resilience to overcome those things in the future so that they don't have trigger moments, so that they can compose themselves to be in their classrooms, to learn, ready to learn, able to learn, so that the trauma is mitigated in a way that they can put it in a place and work through it over time and still be present when they're need to in their own educational and parental environment.
So how does the Children's Bureau facilitate this?
We have families that come to us or are referred to us for our mental health services. We have licensed and very, very well educated therapists that provide these services, and we will provide them on a regular basis through evidence-based practices, et cetera, that will allow them to move through a process and to build their stability over time.
And I could see Kevin has much careness in his eyes yeah. that he really wants to help support this program. So he's really encouraging people to go to this big event that's going to happen June 9th at the Oak Creek Golf Club in Irvine. And again, please share with us what we can expect on this special night, June 9th.
On June 9th, at the summer soiree, we really hope to bring awareness to the importance of reaching out to parents early on with the tools, support, and resources so they can get these abilities to raise their children successfully. So coming to the soiree, you'll understand some ways and means on how to get these types of utilities.
And Ron, at this event, you see everybody there cares and everybody wants the same thing. And so can you share with us what kinds of stories we're going to hear on this special night?
Sure. Historically, we've had a father through our fatherhood program that has engaged with their child in a completely different way than they ever knew how. They can share their experience and how it came to be that they were in our program in the first place, how our program shared with them the skill set and the needs, as well as I mentioned earlier, the social connectedness in order to overcome their own fears of being a parent or their own image of what a father means, because we don't get that either. When we become parents, we have our own visualization of what that means. And yet what we really need to focus on is the structural support of a strong family, of a responsive parent that listens and guides a child through the years. We've had children that have gone through the foster care system that have been adopted and their experience in receiving care through one of our resource families or our adoptive families. We've had families that have accessed our family resource centers and the structural supports that they've gained, the connections that they've made, the confidence that they've built in themselves and in their own ability to parent. We've had all of those come.
And we want to point out, people of all types rely on services from Children's Bureaus.
That's exactly right. There is no demographic barrier to our service and delivery, except for some within our own funding sources. So some of our funds require that we provide services to infants or to children 0 to 5. But our family resource centers are open to community as a whole and to anyone that walks in the door.
Ron, when people enter the Oak Creek Golf Club on June 9th, what will they see once they enter the site?
They see this beautifully decorated entryway to the golf course. They walk into a check-in area where people are smiling. They're dressed festively, many, honestly, Hawaiian shirts and some formal, some informal. All looks great. People are, my word would be effervescent in how you come into this space and you get connected to what's going on, the opportunities for engaging with each other. There's, of course, hors d'oeuvres and drinks and opportunity to connect with some of the program staff, as well as the opportunity to bid on silent auction items and a multitude of brightness and lightness. And as Kevin said earlier, we have some of the best sunsets in the world here in Southern California. So it's incredible. Really, really lovely.
Kevin, describe how you view the evening.
How I view what?
How you view the evening.
Well, I look forward to it with so much excitement and passion. I'm like, I can't wait till the evening comes along. But it's a date that we have set aside. And it's a date that we look forward to being engaged, to meet new people in Orange County, in Irvine, and with the Children's Bureau. It's a date to have a fantastic meal. It's a date to have some fantastic signature cocktails and just awesome desserts. And like Ron just said, again, a number of great silent item auction things to take a look at, participate in games, and the bands and the people who facilitate the event will never disappoint.
And Ron, isn't it like a reunion of sorts for many people who go year after year after year?
Well, there's no way around that, Dawn, absolutely. I mean, there's people that come, and of course, there are, many of them are traditional supporters of Children's Bureau that come and have historically supported our organization in many, many ways, and yet they always commit to this. However, there are some people that come just to this event for Children's Bureau, too, because they love the event. So it isn't all just our traditional supporters, but ones that come because the event is so wonderful, so engaging, and so light. So we have a reunion every year, and yet it's always welcoming for new people. Anyone listening that would like to come, we're more than happy to have you attend. It would be a wonderful event, and we as an organization would love to meet you.
Kevin, explain how people can get tickets for this event.
Well, there's a number of ways, but I would say the easiest way to get tickets and to even get more information on the summer soiree is go to our website. Again, that's www.allfourkids.org and click on the events tab and you'll find the summer soiree.
And I want to go back to something that you had said earlier, Ron, this isolation. Is that something new, or is that just the way it's been? Or does technology contribute to that?
I don't know that I could actually say it's the way it's always been, but I certainly think that technology has contributed to it. Also, our changing demographics have really fostered the idea of people moving collectively together, and we have multiple families in one space, and yet the demands on families, many times what's happened is the financial demands on families with parents working one, two jobs, both parents working, they don't have time, or their priorities are the financial component of their family well-being and not really focused on connecting with neighbors without understanding how that neighbor could help them. And we had this great experience where one family said that they ran into people in the stairwell, a neighbor family that lived just above them, and the children were having trouble with their English. And this person said, well, I can help you with your English and help your children succeed in school. So this is a way that happens in our communities where people come together, but they really don't connect in the same way that they have.
You've been listening to Collage, a public affairs show on KSBR.org, 88.5 HD2 and iTunes and TuneIn apps. I'm Dawn Camber. Our guests have been Children's Bureau President and CEO Ron Brown and Children's Bureau OC Trustee Kevin Yu. Please join us next time on KSBR.